Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 5 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. This evening, the weather across Israel is mild, with comfortable temperatures, making it a pleasant time to be outside in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. As night falls, expect a warm breeze to accompany the clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has confirmed the elimination of a top Hezbollah commander, Ahmed Ali Balout, known for planning to conquer the Galilee. This report comes from Ynet, in coverage from 4 hours ago. Also, earlier this hour, the IDF Home Front Command Chief praised the efforts of Israeli emergency organizations. A forum discussed improving cooperation for civilian protection during conflicts, as reported by JNS. Also this hour, concerns are rising in Jerusalem about an agreement with Tehran. There are fears it might only delay rather than dismantle Iran's nuclear capabilities, detailed by Walla just minutes ago. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reported 55 minutes ago on the fragile state of Lebanese sovereignty. They warn that unless Hezbollah's influence is reduced, past agreement failures with Beirut might repeat. And finally, in earlier reporting, I-24 News highlights a delivery of pest control supplies to Gaza. This aims to address the growing rodent population in the area. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein Abdul Hussein notes just minutes ago about the different visions Palestinians and their supporters hold for Israel's future, highlighting contrasting goals ranging from military victory to demographic change. Monica Marx, commenting 10 minutes ago, describes the Gulf perspective on the current geopolitical pause as unsettling. She notes that with Iran's recent aggressive actions, regional stability remains elusive. Ariel Oseran writes 13 minutes ago that U.S. efforts are underway to de-escalate tensions between Israel and Lebanon. Talks to maintain the ceasefire are expected to begin next week in Washington. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's operation in Dahieh. Ahmed Ali Balout, a key figure in Hezbollah's military strategy against Israel, has been killed. Ynet reports that Balout directed attacks on Israeli troops and played a significant role in rebuilding Hezbollah's elite forces. This strike by Israel highlights ongoing tensions with Hezbollah, reflecting the persistent threat perceived by Israeli defense forces. Turning to domestic matters, the IDF Home Front Command is working closely with emergency services to enhance civilian protection. JNS highlights the discussions aimed at improving preparedness during wartime and emergencies. This collaboration is crucial as Israel continues to face security challenges from multiple fronts. Meanwhile, Walla reports growing apprehension in Israel regarding potential agreements with Iran. There are concerns these deals may only temporarily halt Iran's nuclear ambitions. The Israeli government is wary of Iran maintaining its threshold capabilities, which could pose long-term threats to regional security. On the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post sheds light on the complexities of Lebanon's political landscape. The article stresses the importance of reducing Hezbollah's control to achieve any lasting peace agreements with Beirut. This development is critical to stabilizing Lebanon and preventing future collapses of diplomatic efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on a growing economic issue for Israel. The strong shekel is becoming a crisis, with exporters warning of potential layoffs and production moving abroad if the currency surge isn't addressed. Separately, Ynet Business highlights that Wall Street futures are on the rise. Optimism stems from U.S.-Iran peace signals and strong demand in the AI sector, boosting major indices. And finally, from Globes, Cisco plans to acquire Israeli company Estrix Security. This acquisition aims to enhance Cisco's capability in AI and non-human identity security. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.